Hunter Biden stiffed his art dealer, still bitter about a lot of that stuff. By Wendell Hasebo on January 17, 2024. Hunter Biden stiffed his art dealer, Georges Burgess. For swanky art exhibitions, Burgess told House Oversight and Judiciary Committees last week, according to a transcript reviewed by Breitbart News. Hunter Biden's failure to pay his bills was one reason Burgess dropped him as a client, he told the committees. It was a little bit more than I could chew, so I haven't agreed to renew that contract now, he testified. Related video: Hunter Biden walks out of House Oversight hearing before MTG has chance to ask him questions. Hunter Biden has a history of stiffing those yos. He previously refused to pay for housing, car payments, and legal fees, totaling $4.9 million, the Los Angeles Times reported. I paid for them, art shows, Burgess replied when asked about who paid for the art exhibits. I'm still bitter about a lot of that stuff. I took a gamble and it didn't really pay off. But so that's one of the reasons I haven't really renewed the contract, he added. I had to do all the framing. I had to do all the shipping. I had to expedite it. Hunter Biden knew the identities of 70% of his anonymous art buyers, Burgess said, contradicting the White House's claim that the president's son was not involved in the sale or discussions about the sale of his art, and that he would not be informed of who is purchasing his art. Hunter Biden's art sales worry Republicans due to the often nefarious nature of the art world. Money laundering is a major issue in the industry, according to a 2020 Senate report. Some Republicans believe the Biden family business laundered money. At least three people bought Hunter Biden's work: Kevin Morris, Hunter's lawyer, a Democrat donor and Biden administration appointee, and Burgess Gallery co-owner William Jacques. Burgess' deal with Hunter Biden entitled him to a 40% commission from the sales. The commission suggests Hunter received $900,000 for his novice art paintings. Despite failing to pay his bills and the limited art sales, Hunter Biden wanted Burgess to keep working with him. I mean, we've discussed extending it. At the moment I opted not to, he told investigators. I'm trying to sell high-end art to multiple people, not just one, he said. I haven't renewed the contract because I have to look at the totality of the sales. Representing Hunter Biden hasn't been the best decision for me, Burgess continued. I never expected the whole security issue or the death threats and people assuming political affiliation, which was completely wrong. Burgess is a controversial character. In 2016, an investor in Burgess Gallery sued him for fraud and breach of contract. Before filing for personal bankruptcy in 1998, authorities arrested Burgess in California and charged with assault with a deadly weapon and terrorist threats. Public records from the Santa Cruz Police Department show. Watch, Karina Jean-Pierre dodges question about whether or not President lied about Hunter Biden. Burgess' shady history also includes business in China. Burgess bragged in 2015 about his plans to be the lead art dealer in China, where the Biden family business and Kevin Morris maintain business ties. I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists, he said. The White House appears unfazed by Hunter Biden's chosen art dealer. In 2021, the White House praised Hunter Biden for his art venture and defended him against ethical concerns. The president remains proud of his son, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki replied to concerns. The president's 53-year-old son remained defiant toward his art critics, responding FCKM when questioned. It is a pretty courageous thing to do, sell art, he said. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.